Christmas Day is fast approaching. For many people, it's the happiest and most joyful time of the year. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. The family assembles for a fantastic meal. The Christmas tree is surrounded by gifts. And the relief that shopping and gift wrapping is finally over and everyone can relax. The time to enjoy the day. You know, for others, Christmas can be the saddest time of year. Their minds turn to a loved one that they lost this year, a parent, a grandparent, a spouse, or a close friend. This is especially true if they lose a loved one during the holidays. That feeling can be relived for many years that follow. There are those people who lose their jobs at year's end as companies downsize to meet the challenge of an uncertain new year. Others have been unemployed and the job search hasn't turned up any leads. Those people are more concerned about making the mortgage payment and feeding their family than they are about the gifts that they don't need and can't afford. Other people suffer from social isolation and are alone at the holidays. The elderly in nursing homes, men and women serving in the military thousands of miles from home, and those who have started a new career far from family and can't make it home for the holidays. Still others, it's a separation or divorce that changes the dynamic of the season for all affected by it. Whatever the circumstances, the thought of a Merry Christmas is the farthest thing from their mind. Well, what can you do if you are saddened by any of these things? Here's a few suggestions. If you are alone or lonely, find out if your church or community center is having a get-together and make it a point to attend. Second, volunteer at a homeless shelter or soup kitchen, serving others and trying to engage them in conversation. Third, call some old friends on the phone, simply to wish them a Merry Christmas. You might find that they're lonely too, and you'll be a blessing to them. Fourth, try to think of the positive things that God has blessed you with this past year. Often counting our blessings can take our mind off the things that are making us sad. And fifth, attend Mass on Christmas. Focus your thoughts on the real meaning of Christmas. It will help in more ways than I can describe. And what can the rest of us do to help? First, be kind. Understand that not everyone finds the holidays as joyful and happy as you might. Think of someone in your family or community that will be alone. Invite them to dinner. Boost their spirits with laughs and conversations. And third, if there's an activity in your church or community that you'll be attending, invite someone to come along. A Christmas concert, a luncheon, or gift exchange might just make their day happier. As you enjoy Christmas with your family and friends, let's not forget those who are lonely, sad, bereaved, without jobs, family and friends, or even hope. During Advent, I pray daily for those people who find Christmas a difficult time of year. I pray that their hearts will be healed, that jobs will be found, that men and women in the military will return safely to their loved ones. I pray for the alone and lonely in nursing homes and elsewhere. I pray for those with life-threatening illnesses who are worried that this might be their last Christmas. And I pray for those with mental illnesses and depression that the Lord bless them in a special way this Christmas. And I pray for you too, my friends. May God bless you and heap His abundant blessing upon you and grant you His precious gift of peace. Merry Christmas. This is Tony Agnese.